The rare and exotic, he's afraid of the intimacy of sleep excuse.
Dear Greg, I have been dating a guy for a year who can't sleep in the same bed with me. After we have sex, which is always nice and great, he has to go sleep on the couch. He tells me he just can't deal. Everything else is fine with our relationship. I just figure he has some intimacy issues that I have to be patient with. Does this have to be a sign that he's just not that into me, or can I just see this through? Signed, Gloria.
Dear freak lover, here's what I like to do. Put money down on the fact that everything is in fact not fine with you and Freak Boy's relationship. He hasn't slept in the same bed with you for a year? This is a freak who needs to be kicked off your freak-loving couch and shown the bottom of your freak-loving boot. The fact that you even care what this freak thinks of you is just proof that the world has indeed gone mad. Call it curtains for the freak show, please. Hugs from here, Greg. If you date, you'll meet your share of weirdos and jerks. That is as sure as death and taxes. The only thing in your control is how long you allow these gentlemen to take up space in your life. In case you're not sure, it should be about 10 minutes from when they first display their completely unacceptable behavior or lizard-like tail. 10 minutes still gives you time to put on all your clothes and make sure that you have deleted your number from his cell phone.
It's so simple.
There's a difference between eccentric and insane. Eccentric will sometimes wear a velvet jacket. Insane will only have sex with you while wearing it. There's a difference between teasing and abuse. Teasing is, Bjork called, she wants her dress back. Abuse is, boy, you are getting fat. But the biggest difference is you. You all are ultimately better than the treatment you are receiving from these men.